We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. An interviewer who considered mountaineering a stupid and pointless thing to do once asked Chris Bonington why he wanted to climb Mount Everest, to which Bonington replied, because it's there. And I have similar thoughts when asked why I host this program. Because it's a stupid and pointless thing to do. Anyway, I'll just introduce the teams because they're there. On my left, Barry Cryer and Bill Tidy. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Denise Coffey. And it's with some distress that I have to inform you that the lovely Samantha, who scores for us, has been unfortunately delayed on an all-girls working holiday in the Caribbean, generously funded by a nice man in Soho. In her absence, please welcome, due to a bit of a mix-up at the agency, the very lovely Sven. We're going to start with a game called Telegrams. Teams, I'd like you to suggest some telegram messages to mark unlikely events. Pretty simple, really. Barry Cryer, you can start.
A telegram to Beethoven. For God's sake, answer the door. I've been knocking for 3 days.
I got one just for the program from Keith Prowse saying, you want the best seats, you're buggered.
Bill. Mine's a fairly short economical message. It's a girl! Joseph!
Denise.
I discovered one that was in the Kremlin during the recent dramatic events. The telegram says, I'm sorry, I haven't a coup.
Boris Yeltsin got one. April Fool, you're under arrest. Remember Dr. Spooner? There was a historic telegram to Dr. Spooner. He used to mangle words, and the telegram read, you're dosed at the tinner on Nighty Fright. Will be glaze your asses to the queer old dean.
I have one here that was sent in the Old Testament to Noah. Build ark stop. 40 days flooding due stop. Godspeed.
Sent one to Des O'Connor. Hope you've got the corset monkey glands following.
I paid one here to His Royal Highness Prince Hamlet, Elsinore Castle. Not to be.
Right, teams, now for this next game, I'd like to introduce listeners to an immensely able pianist. In the meantime, however, we shall have Colin Sell. Teams, I'm going to ask you to sing a song, and I should like you, with the aid of our sophisticated in-house bleeper system, you consider might offend the more sensitive listener. That's assuming she's listening. Barry, will you begin with Cabaret?
What good is alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a old chum. Come to the come taste the come hear the come blow the start. Right this way, you're waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every away. Life is a old chum to the cabaret.
Denise, will you sing You Can't Get a Man with a Gun?
Certainly. I'm quick on the with not much bigger than a pinpoint. I'm but my with a feller is lower than a oh you can't a man with a with a with a no you can't a man with a if I went to with someone's herd of cattle you'd ask when the job was done. But if I, the herder, they'd holler bloody murder. And you can't get a from a mug with a no you can't a man with a
okay, Bill, you ready? Will you sing Smile?
Smile, though your is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are in the you'll get by. If you smile through your and sorrow, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the gum shining through for you. Light up your with gladness. Hide every trace of pull away. Maybe ever so dear. That's the time you must keep on in. Smile, what's the use of ink? You'll find that is still worthwhile if you just...
Right, Willie, it's your turn to sing now, and your song is September Song.
This is where they buried Jimmy Clitheroe. When I was a young man and the girls played me a waiting game. If a maiden refused me with tossing, I let the old take a couple of... And as time went around, she... My way. As time went around, she came. But it's a long, long... From May to December. And the... Grow shorter... When you reach September and the autumn weather turns the to flame and you haven't got time for the waiting game and the dwindle down to a precious few. And these few precious I'll with you. And these few precious I'll with you.
Okay, now with Sven busily keeping the score, we'll go on to the next round.
This What's is that a round on his T-shirt, Hum? What's that on Sven's T-shirt? I don't speak Swedish.
I don't think it's Swedish, I think it's ketchup.
I've got news for you, he's not wearing a T-shirt. This round's called Paranoia. Both teams are suffering from insane delusions. But pay no attention, we'll go on with the game. Here are the rules. Both teams are suffering from insane delusions, the nature of which only the opposing team understand. The insane couple should ask questions to identify their complaint. Denise and Willie, you're the first insane couple. Today, anyway. Your paranoia is going up on the infrared laser display board now. And here for you listening at home is the mystery boy.
They think they're stuck in a lift with Pavarotti. They think they're stuck in a lift with Pavarotti.
Okay, right. Willie and Denise, off you go. Start questioning the others.
Has this anything to do with the fact that we are, as a team, of mingled sex?
We haven't seen you mingle, actually.
Nor will you, it being radio.
No, that is an avenue I would not go down.
Go down. Careful, Barry. You almost slipped on this little minefield.
Is it something that, that we'd rather not do in public?
Yes, I suppose so, yes. Yes,
this is a private thing, and we'd like to keep
in
it
in a sense, yes, it's quite private.
We go believe... down was a quarter of a clue, a millionth of a clue.
Yes, a mining reference.
A what underground reference? Yes, a loose link to mines.
A what reference?
Mining.
Mining.
Hello, Barry.
Ah, now.
Do we wear pit helmets for this activity?
That's entirely up to you. You wouldn't normally, no, no.
Are the royal family
involved?
A massive
handkerchief would help.
A massive handkerchief?
Are the royal family involved?
Yes.
Oh, we're rushing about all over the place. No, no.
A massive handkerchief. An underground activity involving a massive handkerchief.
Well, forget underground.
Are we talking about the tube? Yeah, are we?
No.
No. And not the royal family. Just the massive handkerchief and the nautical disaster, possibly, as opposed to mining.
No, no.
I was thinking of sea mines and the Titanic and that sort of thing, although the two weren't involved.
I forgot to tell you that you have 30 seconds.
About 10 seconds, by the way.
It's not nautical, but it's to do with the high seas.
You mean
there
we can't... We think we're Pavarotti.
Ah!
It's
so warm, you don't think you are Pavarotti.
We are Pavarotti.
No, you don't think
together,
you are Pavarotti.
We've been eaten by Pavarotti.
No. This could happen if this situation goes on long enough.
We've been involved in a mining disaster.
We've got nothing left in Pavarotti.
Yes. Uncanny. Barry and Bill, your paranoia is going now up on the display, and here is the mystery voice for you listening at home.
They think they're identical twins. They think they're identical twins.
Right, all ready?
Yes.
Off you go.
Is it dangerous?
Only I would think to your wives.
Do we both think we're one person, as in the last subject?
No.
Well, the audience disagree with you.
But what do they know? They're trying to help you.
We do think we're one person. I insist on that.
Oh, we're a romantic lead.
No, I don't think you do, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I didn't say did we lead. I said are we.
Do we think...
Are you what? A romantic lead?
Was we?
What?
Are we romantic and attractive to women?
Stick with the game.
It doesn't enter into it.
Are we a type rather than a person?
No. There you go. Oh, good. Something else.
There was an applause there.
It's always nice to see people from Rampton here, isn't it?
You're quite right, Barry, yes.
Is it a man or a woman? Keep out of it, Humphrey, please.
Oh, your job hangs by a thread.
That doesn't really matter, but it could be men.
It might not matter.
So it is a type, then?
Oh, it's a type-ish.
Yes.
Is it to do with tennis?
No.
Nurse!
No.
I don't want the screens this time. I want everybody to see.
No, Barry, no, it's not about tennis.
I said that, not Barry.
No, you keep saying that. There's a clue there.
Yes.
Ah, it's a... It's,
that's right, Bill, yes.
It's a split personality.
It's uncanny, isn't it? No. It's really uncanny.
It's a resemblance. Siamese twinges.
No.
Clones. Near enough.
Yes.
Twins.
Wrong country. Yes.
The Corsican brothers.
Particular twins.
You don't have to go on.
The Marx brothers.
No, you just think you're twins, that's all. Yes, you've got it.
No, you haven't. Not what's on my card. There's one word missing.
The. A. A set of.
Identical twinges.
Ah. Oh, goodness. Right, with all to play for, we go on to a game called Close Quotes. I shall give you, each of you, the first half of a well-known saying or quotation, which I'd like you to complete. Points will be deducted for correct answers. Now, Barry, will you complete Too Many Cooks?
On television.
Willie, here's one for you. Red sky at night.
Shepherd's delight. Red light at night. Shepherd's market.
That'll go down well in Ghoul. Bill, your saying is a fool and his money.
Have an account in the Bank of Credit and Commerce.
Fool and your money, of course, is a budget.
Barry, here's one. No man is an island.
But Cyril Smith comes pretty damn close.
Denise, a little bit of acting for you to do. Please complete these famous lines of Lady Bracknell's. To lose one parent, Mr. Worthing, may be regarded as a misfortune.
But to machine gun the entire PTA.
Willie, here's one. Don't count your chickens.
Out loud as it upsets the other patients.
Anybody got any more ideas?
Yeah, a little knowledge. A little knowledge spelled backwards is Egdil Wonk Etelfeltler.
Only Sven is likely to understand that.
The first time Sven smiled, didn't it?
Yeah. He just found his T-shirt.
What you lose on the swings is what you had at the Indian restaurant before you got on the swings.
Right. Any more? Right. Now, good. This is time for a very amusing game called Cheddar Gorge. In this one, team members are asked to build up a sentence one word at a time, but should avoid completing the sentence. Hence, of course, the name Cheddar Gorge. Now, Bill Tidy, will you start us off, please?
Aye.
Cried.
The night.
Before.
Cantering.
Pardon?
Cantering.
Along the
dark.
Petunia strewn.
Two words, Doctor.
Remove that hyphen without an anesthetic.
Remove that trick.
That's no way to speak of Willie.
Come back, Sven.
Oh, sorry, you're talking about Sven. Sorry, Sven. Oh, dear.
I'm informed by Sven that petunia strewn can be one word.
If you leave out
petunia strewn.
I'm just saying. He just loves saying it. Petunia strewn.
Okay, hurry along.
He was singing Phil the Flute's Ball earlier. Have you heard the field of fluter from the town of Ben? Petunia strewn.
Yeah.
Highway.
Comma.
Gimli.
He.
Thought. I.
Believe.
Comma.
That. This.
Must.
Try.
The.
No, I.
Most.
Patient?
Petunia keeper.
In
the
hole
of
Scandinavia.
That's a full stop if ever I heard it.
Yeah, I should have buzzed there, but I'm not going to use this damn thing.
And?
Unfortunately,
the
park keeper. A
burly
woman.
With heavy
responsibility.
Succumbed
to
his
vigorous
responsibilities.
So, he
lurched
backwards
towards the
railings of
Devon.
I mean Bismarck.
Smile.
Just outside
the
railings. Railings!
Railings?
I think she finished the sentence.
I was gripped by the narrative.
Give her a no, she lost. Don't give her any applause. Give the other three applause. I thought that was going to go on forever.
I thought it did.
Right, now, a game called School Reports. The teams were specially briefed beforehand to go out and mingle amongst their vast circle of celebrity friends and acquaintances in order to obtain, for cash, copies of school reports of now famous people for our amusement. Quite rightly, our teams refused, and I'm pleased to say they were able to nick them without any money changing hands. Willie, we'll start with you. Whose report have you managed to get?
Well, here I have Neil Kinnock. He's English. He has a fine grasp of the tongue. Unfortunately, it's very hard to get him to let go of it. Then again, it can't be easy working in a foreign language.
Is that it?
It's usually enough for an intelligent audience.
Looks as though I'll make my gig on Thursday, after all. Right. Bill.
Tarzan has settled in nicely. And is captain of Treehouse. His A-level English lit is improving rapidly, and he is now reading Byron's... I'm certain he'll win his school loincloth this summer. And even now, he's swinging across the crocodile-infested quad. Oh.
Thank you. Okay, Denise.
This is, I think you can guess who this is. Joan has a burning ambition to get to the top of the heap. Must try harder. That was Judge Jeffrey's school report. Sorry about that. Could become another Colin Sell. That was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Pulled himself together and went on to better things. Yeah.
Finally, Barry.
I found this while rummaging in my larder, Humph, which had broken down. And I hope it's genuine. It's Adolf Hitler's school report. Adolf's painting has come along very well. He decorated the classroom with an iron cross. His athletics is not his strong point. He has been held back in the sprints by his habit of goose-stepping. He's been an essential member of the first 11. The one ball belongs to him. Scholastic process has been disappointing due to him continually raising his arm in class and being told to leave the room. At prayers, his rendition of the horse vessel song has been much admired by many pupils. The others have still not been found. Adolf is a quiet boy unless roused. Must close now. I can hear him coming.
Right, we have a round now entitled Bad-Tempered Clavier, in which our teams will attempt to sing a well-loved song while a tone-deaf and manually uncoordinated piano player attempts to provide some accompaniment. Colin, I think you'll be needed for this one. William Denise, your song is Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Come tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe on the pillow, to the shadow of the willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Excellent. Barry and Bill, your song is My Way.
Did you hear that buzz of anticipation?
I did. As they left.
And now the end is here, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I live a life that's full, I've traveled each and every byway, and more, much more than this, I did my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off much more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week. So while I encourage Sven to pop something on over his trunks, there's just time for a round of limericks. I'll supply the first line's teams, and I'd like you to finish them off individually. Bill, your first line is, a man with a gift for the fiddle
liked his steaks very rare on the griddle.
He played tunes multifarious
on his fine old Guanarius, which had a present from Rill in the middle.
Here's the first line for you, Denise. Your line is, while playing some scales on the flute,
I noticed strange stains on my suit.
Am I losing my bottle?
I'm covered in dottle.
Does James Galway get this in mid-toot?
Barry, while learning to play the bassoon
in a bordello in downtown Rangoon,
my reputation for blowing
got all the girls going.
Oh, these Burmese girls love a good tune.
Right. Finally, Willie, your line is, at the sound of a lone clarinet,
I shouted, stand back, I'm a vet.
Picture Acker's alarm.
As I thrust in my arm.
Oh, God, I still drink to forget.
And that's it for this week. Join us again next time. Until then, from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Trier, Denise Coffey, Willie Rushton and Bill Tidy were being given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton. Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.